Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Wow. Here we are once again. Hopefully it was a good weekend for you. Mondays, we just kind of go around the studio, see how the weekend was. And if you've got something big happening in your life in the weekend, we want to know about that too. So text us. Jess, how was your weekend?
I went to Hagerstown for the first time. And it was really cool because this weekend was the Mummers Parade. And it is one of the longest lasting late night parades on the East Coast, but like in America in general. So it's a historical parade. It was the 98th annual parade. So that was really cool. I went to this donut place called Crumpy's, and it was like waiting in line for a club. This
really?
Donut that shop popular, is literally spots? In an alleyway. Like it is in an alleyway in the middle of a neighborhood surrounded by homes.
Yeah.
And like basically half of the town was there on Friday night waiting in line to get into this place. And like apparently they also have like a New Year's Eve party where they like drop a donut.
No.
It was just like this whole experience was so, so cool. So I had a lot of fun in Hagerstown.
I love
those
kind of spots though. You know, there's like little city spots and only like the city knows
it
about,
was cool.
You know, but everybody goes there. It's fun.
I didn't know that the Mummer Parade happened outside of Philly.
So that's exactly. So a lot of people think Philly is the only one
yeah.
that has it, but this one is actually a historical parade. And I had no idea. So like the parade like starts at 6 and it goes until 10 and it takes over the entire town. And everyone, y'all, it was like the most like Baltimore thing ever. Everyone had out their chairs the night before.
Yeah.
The night before. And I'm
big
not
deal.
Saying like in a little area, like from beginning to end, the chairs were lined up
yeah.
the entire town. It was so cool.
Charlotte, your weekend?
I had a little like DC night out. I went to see Magdalena Bay at the Anthem with my friend, and we went to this really cool restaurant called the Treehouse Rooftop that
yeah.
overlooks the city, and it was very nice. It was very magical.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I recovered Sunday.
You're like, still, it gets harder and harder every year you get older.
Yeah.
I started my yoga teacher training this weekend, y'all. Man, I'm gonna tell you. If you ever go to a yoga class, please know your teachers went through so much more than just learning how to do downward dog. Very little of this weekend was learning how to do any of the poses. I'm going to leave you with just a little sample of like the last 2 hours of training yesterday, because it was Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Like, I'm very tired today. The last 2 hours, and this is how we ended, was this. The question was this. What was the worst day of your life?
Oh.
What was the worst day of your life? And we had to sit there. There's 15 of us. We had to sit there and all share the worst day of our lives.
Is this a cult?
Man. And like we all had to sit there. And then the worst part is you had just had to hold space for the other people as they shared the worst day of their life, because you have to, like, people are going to come into yoga class and like have all these emotions and like you just have to be there with their emotions. Yeah. They have to like be used to it. So it's 2 hours of this very intense emotion sharing. Man, I was like, this is quickly becoming the worst day of my life right here. Like, just by sharing this, you know? So just know that when you go in there, it's way more than just downward dog, man. It's way more. Can we just get down to like back to the poses? Cause that's what I came for, not all this. So
damn.
A little emotionally drained this morning, but it's okay. Only 6 more months. Only 200 hours of yoga teacher training to go.
Now. These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
It's a purple Monday in Baltimore. The Ravens are back on the scoreboard, crawling out of a rut to a much needed win, 30-16 over the Chicago Bears to keep the season alive. It is a short week for the Ravens, though, so they're going to be heading to Florida to take on the Miami Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. Hopefully, it will mark the return of Lamar Jackson as the team continues to try to turn things around this season. No official word yet if we will be seeing Lamar on the field this Thursday night at 8:15 p.m.
Everybody's got to be feeling a lot better, right?
And yeah.
The Ravens always seem to do this. Like, I don't want to get too ahead of myself here, but like, it just seems to kind of go this way where like, could they actually pull this off? Like, could they actually come back after like these last couple weeks have felt so terrible.
Man,
like,
big shout out to Tyler Huntley. He played an incredible game yesterday. It was very confusing because people weren't sure if Lamar was going to play on Sunday.
That's
because
what I thought.
He did a full practice on Friday. So typically if a player is out and if they play a full practice on Friday, that's a pretty good indicator that they're going to be on the field, but he wasn't.
Right.
But Tyler really held it down, and I feel like he should have been given the opportunity a lot sooner, but I think that's something the Ravens need to be aware of. But I guess we will see if we're going to be seeing Lamar on Thursday.
Number 2.
If you are going to carve some pumpkins this week for Halloween, here is the tip. Do not cut the stem off. Your pumpkins will last much longer if you cut a hole on the bottom or through the back instead, and here is why. The stem of the pumpkin was attached to the vine that fed it. So the stem of your pumpkin contains a lot of nutrients that are required to keep your pumpkin healthy that still do it even though it's been cut off the vine. So when the stem is left on, it actually helps seal the pumpkin and slows down rotting. Did anyone know that? I've been carving pumpkins the wrong way my entire life.
I didn't know there was like pumpkin etiquette, to be honest with you.
There you go.
I kind of went for it, yeah.
Number 1.
Sophie Turner and Chris Martin are sparking romance rumors after reports of a secret date have surfaced over the weekend. Sources spilled to the Daily Mail that the Game of Thrones star and the Coldplay frontman were spotted out together. Both Turner and Martin recently ended long-term relationships. Sophie and Joe Jonas called it quits in 2023. While Chris actually broke it off this summer with Dakota Johnson after 8 years together. Neither of them have commented on the rumors night out, but fans are already losing it over this pairing that really no one ever saw coming.
What's the age difference, though?
It's a little weird.
I was going to say, it's pretty significant,
little weird. It is very significant. Sophie Turner is 29, and Chris Martin is 48. That's a 19-year difference.
Yeah.
I was waiting to fall.
I was like, why are we not talking about the age difference?
He just keeps getting older, and his girlfriends keep saying a certain age is what I am noticing. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a weird pairing for me, but we could take calls all day. I guarantee you that people that linked up and that age difference, and they're perfectly fine together. So leave him be, Jessica. Leave him be.
Hey, man. This is Jess, and that's your top 3 on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Purple Monday.
Are there some words you just can't spell, like no matter how hard you try? Like you switch one letter with the other one. I think that's fine, unless it's like the biggest star in your town. Like that, I feel like that you have to get right, especially if you're honoring that person. That has to be absolutely correct. You cannot get that wrong. Y'all, this is a good one. Welcome to your Monday morning edition of PA So Cray Cray. And this is like quintessential PA So Cray Cray. This is a fun, feel-good one. If you don't know what a PA So Cray Cray is, we should probably introduce this to you. Jessica, what is this?
So it's a segment that we've created for our neighbors in Pennsylvania, and it's all out of love. We love our PA listeners, but random unusual things tend to take place there, so we just talk about them.
Like, we keep up with the news from all the whole mid-Atlantic region, y'all. Trust me, we look at Delaware, we look at DC, we look at Virginia. We obviously keep up with stuff here in Maryland where we are. I'll be damned if every time we're keeping up with the news from Pennsylvania, it's like, what? It's just weird. It's just weird, bizarre news going on up there that we had to like bring this to you. We had to bring this to your attention because, and now that we do, this is what I love about it. Now that we've brought it to your attention, y'all start tagging us in these stories. So like, if you ever do see weird things going on, like I'm only one person. So like, I love when you tag us in this because there's only so many hours in a day where I can keep up with weird Pennsylvania news. All right. So let's go up to, Pittsburgh. Last week, they were revealing their Walk of Fame, which was they were trying to like showcase their biggest actors that have come out of Pittsburgh, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Which is awesome, right? So they, their very first 10 stars that they were doing, they were bringing in the actors that they were going to debut. And one of those people, I would say probably one of the most famous people that have come out of Pittsburgh is Michael Keaton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Beetlejuice and Batman fame, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Right, awesome. Love Michael Keaton, right? So he was there and
he was there.
And
oh,
he,
that's awesome.
They revealed actually, was he there or was he not? I don't know if he was there or not.
Uh-oh, you better get that right.
I don't know if he was there. So let me take that back. All right. I don't know if he was there.
But it was for in honor of him. Though,
yes,
right?
Okay, so okay. I take that back. Is Michael Keaton actually alive? He may have passed away.
No, he didn't.
Okay, I'll take that back.
Backtracking so far.
I don't know. He's alive, though. I'll make sure he's alive. I don't know if he's alive.
Dude, do you Google? Are you prepared? Or are you just making this up?
I got my notes. I just don't know if he's there.
I see a video of him there.
Okay, cool.
So does he have white hair now?
I don't even know he's alive at this point, to be honest with you.
I think this is him.
Okay, cool. Let's just say he was there.
Yes, he accepts his Walk of Fame induction.
Thank you. Okay, so
guys, we can't say PA so cray cray if we don't have our crap together. So this is kind of a bad look.
Why am I part of this?
It's not that serious. It's PA so cray cray. All right,
this is not
the nightly news. All right. Let's just say he was there. It's a better story if he's there. Okay, so he's there. He's there. And imagine he's there. He was there. It doesn't matter. He's there.
It matters.
He's getting his star fame. And they reveal his star. Y'all, they spelled Michael wrong.
Oh, no.
They spelled Michael wrong. They screwed up the A and the E, which, by the way, I do that wrong all the time. I'm never sure which one it is either, but, like, that's fine for me to do on, like, a text message. It's not fine to do when, like, you're doing the Walk of Fame.
So what is this? Is this kind of like the Hollywood star? So this is, like, permanent concrete?
Now, the city says they're going to fix it as soon as they possibly can. But, like, can you imagine?
No, they're not. That's going to stay that way forever.
Can you imagine being Michael Keaton? Let's assume he's there. He is. He was there. And, like, it's like, could somebody not have spell checked that?
If I'm Michael Keaton, I would tell them to keep it. I'd say, don't change it. Keep it that way. That gives it character. Keep it. I would not have it changed.
It's just, like, this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about, y'all. Like, nobody caught that. Nobody. And this is Michael Keaton. And this is like a local author that like wrote a book and it did okay. That's one thing. This is Michael Keaton that we're talking about. It's like, oh my God. All right. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. That's PA so cray cray. Just wild.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right now, though, not scary. All fun. We're going to do $1,000 minute worth $1,000 in free dash and gas with Calvin number 10. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Jen and Tucker.
Jen and Tucker, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jen and Tucker. How are you today?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday indeed. How are we feeling? How was the weekend?
It was good.
Good. Well, are we ready to go for it today?
We are.
It is our spooky week on the show, which we will guarantee you one Halloween question every single day this week. It's a little theme of the week, if you will, here. So that's the only pro tip that we can give you going into this. You guys know how to play, but we'll go to Jess. We'll explain the rules, and we're going to do for it. Go for it. There you go. Jess, how do we play?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or if you take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. But remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Jen and Tuck, are you ready to play?
Yeah, we're ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number one. In the movie Hocus Pocus, name one of the Sanderson sisters.
Pass.
Question number two. Who is the original lead singer of One Republic?
One Pass.
Question number three. What time is it 43 minutes before 6 p.m.?
5:17.
Correct. Question number three. Who gave the Gettysburg Address?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know history. Pass.
Question number five. What animal uses empty shell for protection instead of growing its own?
A snail.
It's not a snail. It's not a snail.
A hermit crab? It's
yeah, it was crab. A hermit yeah. crab.
Yeah,
you were close, though.
It's a hermit crab. Well, we went 1-for-7, but it's a Monday, so nobody really
goodness.
Cares. It's
we'll get it one of these days.
One of these days you're going to get it. One of these days.
We can go back to the ones you guys passed on, and then we'll see how you would have done on the rest of the questions. So back to number one. In the movie Hocus Pocus, name one of the Sanderson sisters. We would have taken Winifred, Sarah, or Mary.
Winifred, yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Disney right now.
Wait, what did you say, Tucker? Wait, what is Tucker saying?
I'm on Disney right now and I'm looking.
Oh, you're looking it up.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
You're looking it up for me.
Was that right, Tucker?
So sweet,
are we right?
Tucker.
Double check our work. If we're wrong, let us know, okay? All right.
And number two, who is the original lead singer of One Republic? That's Ryan Tedder.
Yep.
Number four, who gave the Gettysburg Address? That's Abraham Lincoln.
It'll take me a second, too, on that one.
And let's see how you would have done on 6 and 7. Number six, which letter comes immediately before O?
M.
Mm-hmm.
N.
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 Yep.
One of those.
There
one
you
of
go.
Those. You know, in the middle.
And number seven, what is the name of the tiger in the Jungle Book?
Oh, what was that?
Yeah, we don't know.
Shere Khan.
Tucker, come on, man. It's pretty good. You're pretty good there in the back seat.
Yeah, you're such a good helper.
I know.
Some good energy
there's
back
Disney
there.
Disney questions, buddy, and we didn't get it.
That's all right. It's all
okay.
Good. That's the good thing with this game is tomorrow we start with a clean slate. We'll come back tomorrow with 7 trivia questions worth that $1,000 in free gas, and we'll see you guys then, okay?
All right, we'll try again.
Have a good day, you guys, and head to Dashin and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouthwatering parfait. It's creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen, I don't know if like this is a well-known fact or I'm just the only dummy that doesn't know this. Like, I was so thrown off by this yesterday, and like I woke up this morning still thinking about this, and I'm like, wait, does every adult just know this? Because there's some things that you learn as you go in life, and you're like, they don't teach you some things in school, you know? Mm-hmm. And like you learn things along the way, and you're like, oh, maybe I was just supposed to know this, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm doing this yoga teacher training, and y'all, it's extensive. I thought when I was going to like learn to be a yoga teacher that I was going to go in. I've been doing yoga for 10 years. So I'm like, psh, I got this. No problem.
No, it's a hard process.
It's a 200-hour training. Ooh, and yeah. Very little of it has to actually do with yoga itself. And most of it, it's very like emotional, deep diving into yourself. And like,
I've had a couple friends do it. And it's a very, very long process.
It's a crazy process. So one of the things though, obviously you have to like take notes, right? First of all, I haven't taken notes in such a long time. One thing is I forget how to spell most words because I can't like right click and just change the word when I misspell something. I forget how bad my spelling is because I'm just so used to being able to just
relying on a computer or spell check or texting. Yeah.
Which like if you haven't written something in a long time, please like freshen up on your spelling because that's just one thing I noticed. So I'm over taking notes the other day and my pen dies. And so the girl that's sitting next to me gives me your pen, right? That's very nice of you. Thank you. She lets me borrow a pen. Very nice of her. So the next day I bring her a pen because she has like a plethora of pens. And I didn't mention how many pens she has. We kind of make a joke about how she has an excess of pens. And so the next day I bring her an extra pen because she was very kind to let me borrow hers. Mm-hmm. She takes this pen and she looks at it. And I could like tell her something wrong. And I'm like, what's up? She goes, it's just not the right size. And I'm like, not the right size? Like, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, it's not my size pen. Oh. She's like, but I'll hold on to it for you if you need it.
That's funny.
And like, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm very confused what you mean. She goes, yeah, she's like, this is 1.0. She goes, I use 0.7 pens. Mm. And I'm like,
she's a serious note taker.
Yeah.
And people can be serious about their pens too.
I'm like, excuse me.
So the pen that she let you borrow, was it like a super nice one?
I gave her the exact same type of pen that I thought. I mean, it was the same brand. And she goes, no. She goes, honestly, I'm more of a 0.3 kind of girl, but like the ones that I'm using is like a 0.7.
Wait, I'm obsessed with her.
And I was like, I had no friggin' idea that pens had different sizes. I had no, I mean, like literally when I went to go get, because I had to go get obviously like a notebook and pens and note cards for this teacher training, right? So what I did is I walked into Walgreens, I grabbed the pen that was right in front of me, I grabbed the note cards that was right in front of me, and I grabbed the binder that was right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And that was literally my preparation for this. Did you guys have any idea? And I'm genuinely curious, because I'm like, am I the only idiot that did not know that pens come in different sizes? Because the way she looked at me, she's like, oh, you don't have like a preference in pen size? I'm like, I don't have a preference in pen sizes. Like, that's not a thing for me.
I think I'm not as aware of like the 0.3 or whatever, but there's definitely like brands that I lean more towards.
Okay, brand,
or
yes.
Like, or to be honest, I just kind of, or I couldn't even like tell you specifically, but I do know that there are certain pens that I prefer over ones that I don't, and it's just because some are just, it's just a vibe, low key.
Right. I will say I have a brand
vibe. Yeah.
But could you tell me your size how about this? Could you even tell me that pens came in different sizes?
Yes.
You could tell me that?
Yes.
And then she showed it to me on the pen. She's like, oh no, that's a 1.0 on your pen. I was like,
like the ballpoint, right? You're talking about.
Oh my
about.
God. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I literally, my whole life, I mean, I guess that's been there, but I had no idea that was even there.
Especially if she's like extremely organized
so
and like
organized.
A serious note taker.
But then I'm like, does everyone, like when you go to buy pens, like, do you know that? Like, do you actually look at that and say, oh my God, like, no, I can't use this 1.0. I'm a 0.7 girly. Like, I buying a shoe size. To some people, is that like walking in, like I'm an 11 shoe size. Would that like be like me walking in trying to grab like a 13 shoe? when I'm really an 11 for some people? Is it that weird?
I mean, if you're doing it all the time, I think there's just, even like if like people like highlighters or like post-its and stuff like that, I think people just like have their things.
It just seems so stressful to me, man. Is this Maryland's scariest real life ghost story? Only you can decide, man. This actually, at the end of the day, it's gonna be up to you guys. So you'll have to decide if it is or not. All right. Let's explain what we're doing. We're not doing Judge Jess today. It's getting bypassed. This whole entire week is all about this competition. Jess, what are we doing?
This is Maryland's scariest real life ghost story, where it's a competition where you get to compete against your neighbors to see who has the scariest real life ghost story. And today we have our first player of the week. This is Curtis from Westminster.
All right, Curtis, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
So the rules are, in case you're new to this competition, we've been doing it now, I think, since we got here 5 years ago. Everybody gets 60 seconds. So you only get 60 seconds. We can come back and ask follow-up questions after that 60 seconds, but to make it fair, everyone's only gets 60, so that's it. All right, Curtis, your real-life ghost story starts right now. Go ahead.
So my son was a little over one, and we went to Gettysburg and went to Devil's Den.
Yep.
And, you know, after we went there, we went back to my house, and at night, he broke out in this crazy, like, blood-curdling scream. We went upstairs, got him, calmed him down, and we tried to take him upstairs, and he would not go in to the bedroom. So we called our pastor, because he kept looking in a specific corner. We called our pastor. When he came over, he said he felt a presence. Something in the house didn't sit right with him. So we blessed the house, put the salt on the window ledge. Well, after he blessed the house and he prayed, when I took my son up, he looked right in the corner where he did before, and then he just started looking around as if it was gone. And ever since then, he was able to sleep in the room.
Oh my God. You got like 5 seconds. Anything else?
Yeah, it was, I'm telling you, your hair stuff on the back of your neck. It was the creepiest feeling.
So you guys went to Gettysburg, and do you think that like something attached to you and followed you back home?
Yeah, I think because babies are innocent, right? So it attached to him, and because there's open souls, and people were like walking around with their phones or like, you know, asking about the spirits and stuff.
They're messing with the spirits, man.
Gettysburg is one of the most haunted cities in America. And they also say that, like, ghosts attach to kids more because, like, kids were closest to, like, the veil because they were, like, born most recently.
Oh,
so
God.
I believe it.
So your son was, like, a little over one when that happened?
Yeah, he couldn't talk. But, like, the way his eyes were so big,
like, he saw it.
Corner,
yeah,
he saw it. But once the house was blessed and we prayed and did the holy water and stuff, he literally went up there and looked at the corner and started just looking around as if it was gone.
And
like,
he kept
looking everywhere.
Does he have any memory of this now? How old is he now?
He's almost 12 now. He doesn't.
Oh my God.
He doesn't remember.
So scary.
And y'all saw nothing. You had no, because I feel like sometimes you can like feel a presence. You felt nothing, but for him, it was like everything.
It was a very, very creepy feeling.
Yeah.
And we slept downstairs and put our camera up there to see if like we could see anything move. And right. Like, I swear we didn't sleep all night.
Man.
Do you still
live
there?
He would not go upstairs.
You still live there?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No.
Do you have to like tell the next homeowner that happened or not?
No.
No,
it's blessed. No. It's chill now.
That is so scary. That is such a scary experience. I feel like that is a really, really strong start to the week.
It's a really
gosh.
It's an unfortunately strong start to the week. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
There goes Curtis from Westminster, y'all. So, if you're listening to this and you're like, child's play, that ain't nothing compared to what happened. This is what happens though when we start strong, is like people get freaked out and they're like, oh, damn it. I don't know if I can beat that. Y'all, this is Maryland's scariest real life ghost story. Can it get crazier than that? This competition will continue tomorrow. Wait, I'm sorry. Is Halloween over? Like, are we done with it already? I guess I'm kind of confused on when Halloween is supposed to be, because y'all already did everything. It's like, you already celebrated. So, like, is it done? Did you notice the same thing?
Yeah, but I don't think it's over. I think that it splits up because I feel like a lot of trunk or treats or, like, community-themed, like, block parties were this last weekend. Because I saw some.
But what's left? I got on social media and I was like, okay, wait. So yeah, I saw Trunk or Treats. I saw like everybody that was going to go out. Like I saw like the Saturday, I would always call it like the Saturday night, you know, like mm-hmm. was like this past Saturday night where people, you know, like you're going to go out to the bars and stuff. I saw all that going down this past Saturday night. I guess I'm assuming if you're going to take your kids trick or treating, you're probably going to go maybe this upcoming
Friday. Because it's actual Halloween.
Right. But like, it seems like everything is kind of like checked off the list then. Because like, I'm assuming if you're going to go out, right, like to the bars.
You would totally go out this weekend, Friday, Saturday too.
Would you?
Yeah.
You would just double Halloween.
And you would double it?
I feel like people have probably different costumes. Like, so last weekend, I was in Hagerstown and there was like this Halloween block party on their main street. And it was just like a bunch of kids, a bunch of people in Halloween costumes. And it was like a community thing. Yesterday at Meredith Park, the baseball team had a trunk or treat for kids yesterday morning. And I saw like, and also too, I saw a lot of like trunk or treats online. I'm also thinking too, like, I think it's fun because sometimes I feel like a lot of those things will happen like earlier in the night. And then even when we were talking about this last week, we got a few text messages where someone was like, I'm going to do stuff with my kids this day. And then the following weekend, I'm going to an adult only party. You know what I'm saying? So it's I think Halloween activities get like spread out.
It feels like before that we would just have like a weekend. And I guess that's why this one's so confusing, because this one clearly falls on a weekend. Like Halloween is very nicely laid out for us. Like we're almost lucky. Like Jess and I mentioned this earlier in the show. Like we're very nicely laid out on a Friday, which is a blessing to have it on a Friday. Like
so much fun.
You have a very clear destination. It's not on a Wednesday. Like on a Wednesday, it would be kind of confusing. Mm-hmm. This one clearly is next. Like Halloween's very much next weekend. So like, why did everyone celebrate the previous weekend? Like, why were y'all trunk or treating last weekend?
Why wouldn't you? I think.
But why
that, like,
would you? I mean, then why not also do it two weekends ago too?
Or I think people were. I think people, when it comes to Halloween and fall and all that kind of stuff, I think people are celebrating like all month long. I don't think it's weird at all.
I was thrown off. I was very surprised to see people trick or treating and going out over the weekend. Yeah. Were you not?
No.
Were you not?
I was surprised. Like, I just kind of was upset that I didn't get the memo.
Right.
I was like, oh, I was locked in for next weekend.
That's what I thought too.
I would have loved to do the additional weekend. I just didn't know we were doing that.
Like, why was it not discussed?
But I support it.
I feel like we just have to be more clear with this kind of stuff, because it seems like this was a very confusing one when we all had like a very clear lane. Like, what did you do? Like, what is your plan for Halloween? Because I feel like we were all kind of off the mark this year. I think the people that saw the lane and were like, oh, okay, cool. Like, it's very clearly going to happen this upcoming weekend. We're very kind of confused and everybody started celebrating the weekend before. But some of you guys saw it as like, hey, we can do this over two weekends. This is great.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen, there's nothing better than like the perfect Halloween costume. You know when you nail it, but like sometimes it's like almost the opposite effect when it's like you get it wrong. You ever gotten it wrong before, Jess, where like your costume was just off and like you just, it's like the worst feeling? Or no, you've never gotten it wrong before?
Me personally, no.
I've gotten it wrong before, man. I've gotten it wrong and it's the worst feeling.
What'd you do?
Do you mean people don't know what you are? Is that what you mean? Okay, yeah. Okay, getting
it
wrong.
And
got
it's
it.
Like, it's like the worst. I honestly, I don't even really want to say what I
That's
was.
That's not a loss of yours. That's a loss of them for not being hip.
No, there's times where you can get it wrong and like you try to go with something really good. And
you think
just,
it's funny and everyone's like, wait, what did you say? And you're in a bar and they can't hear you. And you're like, no, it's the thing from, you know, from 1979 and the guy's cousin, he was,
I can give you a great example. Like the year that I was trying to go as the Labyrinth, you were there that year.
You always talk about this.
I've done so many of these and I get so pissed because it's like when you try to be almost be too creative.
What's the Labyrinth?
Exactly. The Labyrinth is a magical film, and my ex-wife and I were going to dress
Pan's
up
Labyrinth?
No, it's the Labyrinth. Okay.
Also, if it's a couple's costume, sometimes like you kind of have to like stick together for someone to get it,
right?
Too. So if you separate, everyone's like, "Wait, why are you wearing a striped shirt? Is it Where's Waldo?" And
my
you're like,
ex-wife,
"No."
My ex-wife was David Bowie, the star of the movie, and I had to be the baby. But like everyone was like, "I don't get it," because I was just the baby from the Labyrinth, and
you did look like Where's Waldo.
It was
right?
Really annoying. So the point was, yes. Basically, like, Where's Waldo?
But you could have just said that.
But it's
when
always,
you were apart from her, that's what you should have done. When you were solo dolo, you should have, yes, I am Waldo. And then when you were together,
you're right.
It could have like doubled up.
I should have been
part.
Like, I'm Waldo in his pajamas.
Yeah.
In hindsight.
Yeah.
So there's a list that's out this morning talking about last minute musically based costumes that you can be. I thought what we should do this morning is go through this list. And let's just say, if you were to see people in these costumes, would you actually know what these people were dressed up as, or would they look like, would you be like, I don't know what these people are? Because I think we could save people a lot of time and embarrassment from like people not knowing what these costumes are. Does that sound fun?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go through these. Jess, you want to go through them or you want me to do it?
Sure. You do it because I don't know which ones you grabbed.
Okay. Let's start with Taylor Swift showgirl. Mm. If you saw somebody dressed up as the Taylor Swift showgirl.
And like from her entire album?
Yeah.
Or The Fate of Ophelia.
Let's go.
I'd say, yeah. I feel like that album is giving so many options for such a fun Taylor, like not Eras Tour because we're past the Eras Tour, but like the life of a showgirl, you have so many options to
I think
do
if
for
you,
Taylor.
Anything showgirl this year, I think most people are going
to
know what you're
and
doing.
And it so works because like even if you're not hip to Taylor, they still know what a showgirl
is. Yeah, you're fine.
So
showgirl's
it's a good
fine.
Costume
it's
this year.
Last minute, you want to do showgirl, you're totally fine.
I think you could cover
a
lot of ground with that costume.
Okay, this next thing, and we're talking, this, by the way, is in the Rolling Stone, is talking about music-inspired last-minute Halloween costumes. Charlie XCX and Role Model on SNL.
What?
Okay, they were just on SNL a couple weeks ago.
Okay,
I have literally no idea what this is.
So that
would be a little niche because it's specifically an SNL performance versus like her Brat run. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what this is talking about? So it says an easy costume for a pair is Charlie XCX cameo as Sally and Role Model's debut on SNL. Basically find... I don't know. So I'm asking the question. Don't look it up. No, don't look it up.
No, what I'm saying is like I think, man, that would be kind of tough because not everyone has seen that performance.
I would have no idea
where you're going. Like if I wore that to Gay Halloween, everyone would know what it is.
Okay.
But if I wore it to like our office party.
I would have no idea.
Nobody but would know.
Have you seen their SNL performance, though?
No, but no. I know about it because everyone was talking about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. Sabrina Carpenter, Manchild.
Totally. I think she's on this like run, especially because where was she just at? Like the big country festival too. She was everywhere. It was like it runs 2 weekends.
Oh, Stagecoach?
Not Stagecoach. But
I don't know.
I forget the name, but I know what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. I mean, that was online everywhere. But I think her run with Manchild and that music video, especially like with Dolly and stuff like that, I think that would be a fun costume for you.
The wig might let me know that's you. I don't think I could pick out what Sabrina Carpenter looked like in the Manchild video,
really?
Per se.
Same,
I don't think
actually.
So.
It's very like Dolly inspired. She's got the shorts on and like the tie top and the checkered, like country
I
vibes.
Think I would probably have to ask what you were doing, what you were being.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, it's like the Daisy Dukes yeah. and like the tied up blouse.
And I feel okay. like she's been performing everywhere the last like probably 2 months and yeah. that's what she's been wearing. I feel like that's been on the internet everywhere.
All right, I'll give you one more. We're talking about if you're trying to do like a last minute costume, throw it together for this upcoming weekend, like musically inspired. This is Rolling Stone suggesting. We're like, would you even know what these costumes were if you saw someone dressed up as this? Benson Boone.
Totally.
Benson Boone.
That's good.
That would be fun.
I love that.
With the stash, and he's always doing like these like deep V like jumpsuits.
Like almost like leotards,
Mercury.
If you will.
Yeah.
I think I would probably know a Benson Boone costume if
especially
I saw
if you're backflipping. Yeah. I would definitely get
you definitely
it.
Got to add the backflipping. I think a Benson Boone you might be able to get away with. What else would that be?
You get extra points if you come up with the Moonbeam ice cream costume yeah, as well.
That will be even more impressed with you. Yeah. So what would you have done? Imagine you're scrolling through Facebook and you see your boss on a Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook page. Like, if you find out your boss is cheating, do you get involved? Do you not? Especially if you're friends with their spouse. This story was very complex last week. Let's get into the update. We got her on hold right now. Where were we last week with this story, Jess?
Anonymous saw her boss on one of those Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook pages where you can upload pictures of a guy that you're seeing to see if like he's being sketchy. And while she was scrolling, she found her boss there and there were comments from multiple women. Well, he's married and she has a friendship with her boss and his wife outside of work. So she hangs out with them. She and her partner will hang out with them outside of work. And she was actually supposed to go to a work event tonight and his wife sent her an email asking if she could sit next to her. And she was basically debating on if she should say something about what she saw online.
I feel sick before we don't find out, by the way, until we bring him on live because we don't want to know. All right, let me get her on. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
You are back on the voice disguiser. What did you do? Did you end up saying something or no? Because I know the big dinner is tonight.
Or
so.
Have you decided to do something?
Yeah.
So I actually sent her a DM on Facebook. I said, hey, I really don't know how to say this, but you might want to check a post in Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Okay.
Well, she saw it and didn't respond.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what to do. Like, I obviously have to go to work.
Wait, when did you send it?
Oh, God.
Yesterday.
So you sent it this Sunday. It's red, but you didn't hear anything back?
No.
Why would you do that to somebody?
I think that she's in a tough position because she has a relationship outside of the workplace with her boss. And so I know that you were sharing that it's not like you hang out with his wife one-on-one, but you guys are starting to get more and more friendly. And something we have to keep in mind as well is like we don't know like the inner workings of every relationship, so mm-hmm. we don't know their situation. We don't know what's going on. The not response can be many things, where something could be going on that she's very aware of, something could be going on that is very allowed to be taking place. So I would not be completely alarmed if you don't get a response.
I didn't think about it. So you think maybe she knows about this, or like maybe they are separated and like it's just not public yet.
There's always that possibility. So it's not like
damn.
I don't think it's the end of the world that Anonymous was just like, I'm just gonna leave this here and you do what you want to do with it.
Dude, I would be a wreck. So like, how are you feeling? What's going through your head right now?
I feel sick. Like
yeah.
I don't know if I should even go to the dinner.
Oh, tonight. Yeah.
The dinner.
It's like technically mandatory, you know, and she asked me to sit by her, but she didn't respond.
Oh
like,
my God.
Are you still going to go?
I don't think I have a choice.
Oh God. Okay, wait. Do you think she should follow up in a message and be like, hey,
like, no, I think you just gotta go to this event and like do your thing.
Wait, what about work in general today, though? Like, are you gonna go to work today? Like, I would not be going to work.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my car outside.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God. I have so much secondhand anxiety for you right now.
Do you want to say anything to your boss? Like, what is your game plan for when you go into the office today?
Just to put my head down and work.
Yeah.
God bless you. I mean, can you do that? You think you can focus and like not? I'm not digesting as well, clearly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see.
I don't know what in the world now.
I think I'm curious to know how it's going to go for you when you're at work. Like, if he's going to say something to you, and then also if she's even going to be at that dinner tonight, to be honest.
Well, what is she going to, I mean, she's going to have to address it to you.
No, she doesn't. Like, that's
you think
thing.
She's going to completely ignore it?
I think when you are given that kind of information, I don't think a response is really expected, and it should be expected out of you. You know what I'm saying?
So you think she's going to brush over it and not say a word?
No, what I'm saying is I can see her not responding, and if that's the case, that's the case. You know, and I think you got to give space for that, too. I do think you have a good plan, though. I think you just got to go in and do your work and just kind of focus on that, to be honest.
Okay. Well, yeah, we obviously, if you are willing to do an update tomorrow, I'd love to talk to you this time tomorrow, because this is crazy at this point. Like, what?
No, please.
Okay, so let's plan on this time tomorrow. Let's all plan on getting back here together, and you call us back and let us kind of know like what in the world was even said after that, and how was work today? I mean, we've got two things we got to follow up this time tomorrow. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Have you ever been scolded by a random stranger, and because they remind you of like a family member, your brain automatically just fell in line and listened to them?
Oh, God. What'd you do?
Okay, so over the weekend, I had like the cutest, coziest fall weekend in Hagerstown. Like, I stayed at the Inn on Potomac. I saw the Mummers Parade. I had dinner at Viva's, and I actually ended up running into my friend Ryan, who does radio out there, and he was emceeing their like Halloween block party. So we spent some time with him, and after that, I had to pee. I had to use the restroom, okay?
80% of Jess's stories always have to come down the bathroom.
Exactly.
One way or the other, yeah.
So I had to use the restroom, and I saw this business, the Doghouse Bar and Grill, and it was almost like the timing was perfect where I didn't know where else I could use the restroom because it was getting late.
Right.
And they were one of the places where you have a key to get in, and like when I walked in, this girl was walking out of the bathroom and she just gave me the key because I had to use the bathroom, and I was like, period. So I just had the key, I slipped in, used the restroom, walked out, had the key in my hand, and this woman comes up to me.
Oh no.
Her name is Sheila.
Oh,
and
Sheila's always mean business.
Love Sheila.
Yeah.
And Sheila reminds me of my Apu. They're the same height. They're the same energy, straight up. And my Apu is my grandma. That's my dad's mom. And the way that Sheila comes up to me, I would tell you from the outside looking in, you would think that like Sheila knows me personally. And you would think that Sheila and I are related, the way she's talking to me, how close she is to me. Sheila comes up from behind me and puts her arm around me. And she goes, Missy, you have to support this business if you're going to use the restroom.
Really?
The way she said Missy and looked Missy at me in my eye, like my soul left my body.
your whole and spine chilled.
I'm 32 years old. I could have been like, excuse me, ma'am. Like, you know, but no, I was like, I am so sorry. I was like, you're right. And
you're
I was like,
busted.
Immediately, I was like, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Crime.
And I was like, I'm sorry, ma'am. That was so disrespectful. I was like, I really had to pee. I'm new.
Wait,
here.
Was it her restaurant?
I found
or is she
out
a patron.
I found out later on from someone else that I think she's a general manager over there. So she goes, so I was like, I'm new here. It's my first time here. I needed to use the bathroom. Like, this will never happen again. And she's like, you have to support the business if you want to use the restroom. You know, like, you can do the karaoke was going on. She's like, you can do karaoke. We're having a Halloween party tomorrow. But like the way she was talking to me, and especially like where she came up to me as far as like height wise, it was the exact height of my Apu. So I think in my brain, like, I immediately just like submitted to her, and I was like, yes, ma'am, this will never happen again. I'm so sorry. And she's like, but come back again. And I was like, I will.
Yeah, this does seem a little ridiculous, though. I mean, come on.
No.
But let's be honest. Like,
but she's not wrong. It's correct. When I went in there, I mean, that is a normal thing for a place of business. Like, a lot of places are like, customers are only allowed to use the restroom.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes and no.
I understand.
But, like,
that.
At what point, y'all? Like, at what point? Sheila, I'm going to talk to Sheila directly.
No, you're not.
I'm going to talk to
Sheila,
everybody's grandma.
I hope
this
counts as me supporting your business, because I will never do that again. And the next time,
I
will
Sheila
go in and support
you.
Your business.
I feel like Sheila's like, you better give my business a shout out Monday. Or
no,
I'm gonna...
but you have to understand, it's like,
are you okay?
I feel like there are some people. There are some people that because they remind you
like
of like
you.
A family member or something.
It's like you're scared right now.
No, I felt like this is what's so crazy is that when she was talking to me, I felt like I knew her my whole life. So I was not.
No, I get it.
I was not alarmed. I was not afraid. I just immediately was like, yes, I have to listen to you.
Was
and like whatever
being,
you're saying, correct.
Was she being jovial? Was it like a.
Doesn't sound jovial
ha,
to me.
Ha ha, you got to support the business. Or was it like. But like,
doesn't
no, for
fun.
Real, like,
it was,
you gotta support the business.
It was like serious, jokey, funny, ha-ha, but she meant business, and I respected every moment of it.
No,
and honestly, it
I'm
makes
stressed.
Me want to go back and support her, because I respect her.
This feels like almost like, what's it, Munchausen's in Prague, what is it, Munchausen's?
Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, almost like that, where like, it's almost like she has you in prison now.
No.
It almost sounds like she's like, Jess,
you're not hearing what I'm saying.
You have me under control.
What I'm saying is, she reminded me of my Apu, and like, even though I was afraid, it was like the most, because my Apu scares me as
it
well.
It was like endearing.
It was like endearing.
Yeah.
And I love her. Like, her and I are joined for life.
Tough love.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.